Welcome to episode 25 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Today, we'll explore how individuals can overcome challenging experiences, like addiction or incarceration, and transform their lives into a testament of resilience and strength. This is a story of growth, redemption, and the belief that we all hold the power to rewrite our narratives. Through this episode, we'll uncover actionable strategies that empower you to shift your mindset and reclaim control over your path forward. Whether it's setting clear, incremental goals or cultivating a daily mindfulness practice, these tools can help you rebuild confidence and focus. By taking intentional steps, you'll not only overcome obstacles, but also create a life driven by purpose and fulfillment. Growth is rarely linear, but with persistence and the right mindset, every challenge can become an opportunity for transformation. We'll also hear an inspiring story from a special guest who has walked this very journey. Their experiences highlight that no matter where you start, it's possible to achieve incredible milestones when equipped with the right tools and unwavering determination. By focusing on strategies for personal growth and resilience, we'll explore how each of us can turn adversity into a stepping stone toward a brighter future. This episode is packed with insights, inspiration, and proven methodologies to help you harness your inner strength and rewrite your story for the better. Every journey begins with rock bottom. Hitting rock bottom feels like falling into a pit with no way out. For those battling drug or alcohol addiction or facing incarceration, life can feel bleak, directionless, even hopeless. Relationships may crumble. Careers may be lost. And often the most valuable thing we lose is our sense of self. But here's the truth. Rock bottom isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of a new one. Recovery starts with a simple but powerful decision: to confront the problem and seek help. This decision is where the tides begin to turn. It's where hope starts to grow. Finding the courage to say enough is often the first step toward rebuilding a life filled with possibility. From there, the path forward is built step by step with intentionality and resilience. Progress doesn't happen overnight, and there will undoubtedly be challenges along the way. But each small victory, whether it's attending a support group, setting clear boundaries, or simply showing up for yourself, adds up to meaningful transformation. By focusing on these incremental changes, you create a strong foundation for lasting growth, one that aligns with your values and aspirations. Remember, the process is just as important as the destination. To truly reclaim your potential, it's crucial to cultivate habits that nourish both the mind and body. Practicing mindfulness can help anchor you in the present while sharpening your focus, and physical activity can rebuild strength and release the stress that often accompanies challenging times. Surrounding yourself with a supportive community, whether that's friends, family, or like-minded peers, can provide the encouragement you need to stay the course. Recovery is not a solo endeavor. It's a team effort where connection and accountability pave the way to a life of purpose and success. Healing is a process, not a destination. Once that decision is made, the road ahead isn't easy. Recovery requires stepping into the unknown, facing challenges head-on, and sitting with emotions that may have been numbed for too long. Take addiction, for example. Rehab can be an emotional and physical battleground as withdrawal symptoms push many to their limits. But within the struggle, there's beauty. Therapy becomes a window to self-awareness. Support groups become a space to feel seen, truly seen, by others who understand. The same goes for those leaving incarceration. Reintegration into society can feel overwhelming, but it's through small steps that progress happens. Rebuilding relationships, finding stable work, and creating new routines become the foundation for transformation. It's not overnight. It's incremental, but it's worth it. For those navigating these transitions, cultivating a mindset of growth and resilience is crucial. Progress often starts with reframing setbacks as opportunities for learning and development. By focusing on what can be controlled, daily habits, personal goals, and a commitment to self-improvement, individuals can begin to rebuild a sense of agency. Celebrating small victories along the way reinforces the belief that positive change is not only possible but sustainable. It's about showing up every day, even when it's hard, and trusting the process of consistent effort. Equally important is building a support system that aligns with your path to growth. Whether it's trusted mentors, peer networks, or professional resources, having people in your corner amplifies your ability to stay focused and motivated. Community is where accountability and encouragement thrive. It transforms challenges into shared experiences, reminding us we don't have to do it alone. Together, progress becomes not just an individual achievement, but also a shared triumph. The power of rediscovery. A significant part of rebuilding life involves rediscovery. For many, it's about reigniting passions that were once buried under the weight of addiction, incarceration, or legal struggles. Maybe it's picking up a paintbrush for the first time in years, writing poetry to express emotions that were long suppressed, or feeling the exhilaration of running miles on a cold morning. These activities often reconnect individuals with the joy and purpose they thought they had lost forever. For others, discovery takes on an entirely new form. It's about uncovering talents and interests they never knew existed. This could mean learning a trade that brings both financial stability and personal satisfaction, diving into education to unlock new opportunities, or volunteering within their community to give back and find a sense of belonging. These moments of rediscovery are not just hobbies or skills. They are fuel for rebuilding self-worth. They remind us that our lives have meaning, that we are capable of growth, and that we still have something valuable to contribute to the world. Rediscovery is proof that it's never too late to rewrite your story. Relationships can be mended. The loss of connection is one of the most painful consequences of addiction and incarceration. Trust is broken, loved ones feel betrayed, and the distance between people can seem insurmountable. Yet, as hard as it may feel, rebuilding relationships is not impossible. It's just a process that requires time, effort, and a willingness to change. Rebuilding trust starts with accountability. Owning up to past mistakes is often the most difficult step, but it's also the most essential. Being honest about the pain you've caused and showing genuine remorse creates a foundation for healing. From there, demonstrating consistency and commitment over time is key. Small actions, like showing up when you say you will, or keeping promises, go a long way in proving that you are serious about change. Vulnerability also plays a powerful role. Opening up about your struggles, your hopes, and your fears can create a deeper understanding between you and your loved ones. Listening actively to their feelings and concerns helps repair the emotional fabric that was torn. Over time, these repaired bonds can become a source of strength, providing the support and encouragement necessary for continued personal growth. Relationships, once broken, can be mended. And when they are, they often become even stronger than before, serving as a vital pillar in the journey toward a better future. Turning pain into purpose. There's incredible strength in transforming life's challenges into a source of inspiration and empowerment for others. Imagine this for a moment. A person who once struggled with addiction now uses their story to mentor others navigating recovery. Through their vulnerability, they offer hope and guidance, turning what once felt like their darkest chapter into a light for someone else's journey. Consider someone who was once incarcerated. They might go on to advocate for underprivileged communities, sharing their experiences to mentor at-risk youth and prevent others from making similar mistakes. Their story becomes a powerful reminder that no matter how broken or lost one might feel, redemption and transformation are always possible. Examples like these prove that our past doesn't have to define us. Instead, it can serve as a launchpad to something greater and more meaningful. The very things that once felt like scars, the setbacks, the failures, the pain, can become symbols of resilience, strength, and purpose. These are not just stories of survival. They're stories of triumph, fueled by the decision to rise above hardship. And here's the most important takeaway. No matter how far you've fallen, you always have the power to rise. It's never too late to rewrite your narrative, to turn pain into purpose, and to make a difference in your own life and the lives of others. Key takeaways for rebuilding a fulfilling life: acknowledge and confront. The first step to turning your life around is recognizing the problem and facing it head-on. This requires self-awareness and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths, but it's the essential foundation for meaningful change. Seek help and support. No one succeeds alone. Professional help, whether through rehab, therapy, or community programs, provides the tools and guidance necessary for recovery and growth. Surround yourself with a support network. Friends, family, or peers who understand your struggles and can offer encouragement. Their presence can make all the difference during difficult moments. Rediscover your passions. Passion fuels purpose, and finding something you're truly passionate about can completely change your outlook on life. Whether it's rekindling an old hobby, discovering a new skill, or pursuing a dream you thought was lost, these pursuits can provide direction and spark joy. They give you a reason to wake up every morning with hope and excitement. Repair relationships. Broken relationships can weigh heavily on your emotional well-being. Take accountability for your actions, apologize when necessary, and work to rebuild trust with those closest to you. Healthy, supportive relationships are a cornerstone of emotional stability and a fulfilling life. Advocate for change. Once you've started to rebuild your life, use your story to inspire others. Share your experiences, help those who are struggling, and create positive change in your community. Transformation is contagious, and your journey can be the light someone else needs to find their path. By lifting others up, you give your own struggles deeper meaning and purpose. Everyone has the power to rise, heal, and rebuild. It won't always be easy, but with determination, support, and a willingness to grow, even the hardest challenges can be turned into something meaningful. The pain you've endured could someday become the catalyst for someone else's hope and the foundation of a life you're proud to live. You are not alone on this journey. Rebuilding your life after addiction or incarceration is one of the most difficult challenges you'll face, but it's also one of the most rewarding. Surround yourself with a strong support system. Lean on resources designed to guide and help. And most importantly, believe that no matter your circumstances, you are worth the effort it takes to live a fulfilling life. Your story is still being written. Every day is a new page, and every choice you make is a chance for redemption. Your past may inform who you are, but it doesn't define who you can become. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, presented by the Self-Development Factory. If this episode resonated with you or someone you know, share it. You never know whose life you might change. Until next time, keep growing, keep thriving, and above all, keep believing in the power of your story.